Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just Tuesday. It's Tuesday, February the 18th. And let me tell you why this is a tough day for me, because back in November, I stopped drinking for an X amount of time. I don't know how long, but I'm okay with right now. And eventually, I'll probably pick up again. And I'm actually okay with it, except for the fact that the one thing I do miss is I used to have like a glass of wine or two every night, most nights. And I love that, and I do miss that a lot. Tonight, today, is National Drink Wine Day.
Oh, boy.
You know what? To make you feel a little better, I did not drink during the month of January, and it's crazy how your taste buds change. And I had a glass of wine or a sip of wine. I was like,
You didn't like it.
Mm-mm.
Maybe it's just crappy wine.
No, I mean, It's just not the same. Like, your taste buds change.
I believe that.
Yeah.
But how could you just say, I don't like wine anymore?
Well, it's not that. It's just, as I drank it, I was like, man, this doesn't do it for me like it used to.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So maybe maybe you won't like it anymore.
I doubt it.
Yeah, me too.
By the way, wine is actually that's what I try to tell my mom. She's like, oh, but if you drink in moderation, wine will help lower liver disease, type 2 diabetes, certain types of cancers, heart stroke, heart attack. It could also reduce the bad cholesterol and increase the good. So it's got a lot of benefits.
But it's also a lot of points if you're doing Weight Watchers.
It always makes me funny when wine drinkers always use those reasons to justify why they drink wine.
Well, you can.
Take a guess. Feel better.
The healthiest, the quote unquote healthiest type of wine.
Red.
It has to be, right?
Yes, but I'm talking about the varietal.
Oh.
The who?
A cab.
Pinot Noir.
Oh.
It's the healthiest.
I don't drink wine, so I was like, the who?
The most antioxidants.
What?
Does it have the most antioxidants?
I don't know that. That's just what it said. I don't know.
So but let's just get to the bottom of it. You're going to have a glass of wine tonight.
No, I don't know. No, because I'm going to a show tonight at Bass Concert Hall, and all they have is crappy wine.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Coming up next, we've got a great happy story. First, though, Tones and I are going to be in Austin on Friday at the Parish. It's Dance Monkey Mix 94.7.
What's up?
Hey,
hey. Hi.
Y'all, when I first read this story, I got so emotional that I almost cried a little tear.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Happy tears, all right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so sweet. And I got to give huge props to the Southwest flight crew. But the passengers played an equally big part. There's a couple from California named Dustin and Karen Moore who recently adopted a baby girl. They had to fly to Colorado to get her. Mm-hmm. And on their trip home, a male and female flight attendant both made comments about how beautiful the baby was. She was only 8 days old, so Karen and Dustin told them about the adoption and explained why they were flying with such a young baby, which, by the way, the first time my son flew, he was like 8 days old.
Really?
One of the flight attendants immediately got on the intercom to announce there was a special guest on the flight, and when they mentioned the adoption, everyone cheered.
Nice.
Then the whole plane gave them a makeshift shower. The crew passed out napkins to write words of advice on things like always tell her you love her, make time for date night, and they read a few of them out loud. Later on, I'm not going to cry, but man, it's so sweet. Later on, Dustin and Karen found out that the two flight attendants were married, and something similar happened to them on their honeymoon flight.
Aww.
So that's where they got the idea.
Very cute. Awesome.
They ended up with about 60 napkins and arranged them all in a photo album so they could look back on it. Dustin told the whole story on Twitter and says it was really an amazing moment, especially because they had been trying to have a baby for almost a decade.
Wow.
So awesome.
Look at this photo. What a cute couple, huh?
So cute.
The baby's cropped out of the picture, but the couple's cute.
I know. That's awesome. Boy, Southwest always doing cool stuff, huh?
Always.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Baby got peanuts for life. Text HAPPY to 51993. We'll send you this awesome story. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thanks so much for listening to Mix 94.7. Good morning.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
According to a new study, dairy cows experience a phase in their development that is similar to puberty. Said teenage cows, moo.
Here we are to help those that have been ghosted. It's waiting by the phone. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Kara.
What's up?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Kara. So you went out with David, but since then, it's one of those I haven't heard from him type of scenarios, right?
Yes,
that we know
100%.
All too well.
And she's trying to figure out, what did I do?
But right.
Maybe it wasn't something he did.
But it was good, the first date.
It was like the best first date. It was one of those like ones where you know, start calling and texting your friends right after about how great the date is. And I'm like floored. I really thought this guy would call me, and he hasn't called. I mean, it was just a perfect date.
Well, we're not even going to speculate. Let's just jump straight to him and call him and see if we can figure it out. It sucks, right? Because especially when it's so good, you want to know what happened.
Why is it always like when this happens, I immediately think that he has a girlfriend or a wife?
Well,
or a boyfriend or a husband.
Have you guys ever done this to a girl?
Ghosted a woman?
Like gone on a date and maybe you thought like it wasn't that great.
No.
So you never called her?
No.
I think he had a good time though. I really do. Like, I feel like I'm a pretty good reader of people and I just don't have a lot of confidence in dating anymore. But this one I was like, oh my gosh, this was awesome.
All right. Well, let's call David. Hang on.
Hello?
Hey, David.
Yeah?
Booker, Alex, and Sarah from Mix 94.7. We're on the morning show. And if it's okay, we have a couple of questions we want to ask you. We're doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone right now.
Sorry, I'm on the radio right now, or I'm going to be?
Good morning.
So Kara is on the phone with us. She contacted us because she said that she went out with you and had the most perfect date. And since then, she has not heard from you. She thinks you had a good time? That's what she told us.
I'm kind of like, this is the last thing I thought I'd be doing when I picked up the phone. We had a great time. We did.
That's what she said.
And then what happened?
So I learned some stuff that made me like kind of question who she was, I guess. I don't know what you know, so I'll just.
We don't know anything.
We know nothing.
And we're on nobody's side here. We're just trying to help her get answers because she, Kara, you can say something at any time. I don't want to impede you here. I mean, just so I know.
Is she there?
She's right here.
Yeah.
Just so I know what you're thinking, you were clearly under the understanding that there would probably be a second date. Like, he would call back.
Yes, I did. And I'm hearing him say he had a great time, so.
Right. So,
exactly.
Okay.
What did you find out about me?
All right.
Just like,
yeah. Just so you know, we did have a good time. Like, your gauge isn't off or anything like that. But during the date, she brought up that she was on this reality show, and I hadn't heard of it. And I went home and I Googled her, and it's like one of these like drunk girl reality shows. Huh? And she was like, and I started watching all these YouTubes, and she's like a complete friggin' train wreck. She's like hooking up with guys like on all these episodes and totally loud. And I was like, no.
That was like seriously over 10 years ago. Oh my God.
Kara, is he exaggerating what happened on the reality show? And by the way, when we get done, I want to find out what it was.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm dying.
I wouldn't say he's exaggerating. I mean, I definitely used to have a drinking problem and made a ton of really, really poor decisions. But I also feel like I was exploited on that show, so.
What do you mean by like producers and stuff?
Like the producers, you know, they take angles and they encourage behavior, or something looks worse than it is because of what's prefaced before it. And I'm not going to say I was a victim. I knew what I was signing up for, mm-hmm. but again, this is like over 10 years ago, and it was my early 20s. And I mean, if you could think of every dumb choice you made was being filmed and you were like in your early 20s, I'm sure we'd all look like big jerks right now. So.
You just said everything perfect.
I love it.
I mean, part of the issue was that like I still don't know how I would have reacted, but I didn't really get that version of it at dinner. It was just like, yeah, I was on a reality show, and then we kind of, like, glossed over it. Like, how am I not going to end up seeing this? Mm. And I understand, like, she filmed all the, like, it was filmed, and when I did dumb stuff in my 20s, it wasn't filmed, but, like, I mean, you signed up for, like, there was no other thing to do in the show except get wasted and hook up with guys. It's like the theme of the show was
yeah.
It's just not. I can't.
I see both sides here.
I don't know.
I'm dying to hang up on the phone and find out what show this is. I mean, I'm just curious now.
And did you hear her say, like, this always ruins my dating life?
Oh,
did you hear
no,
her in the background
I miss that.
Say that?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Kara, this has happened before?
Yes. Yes, it has.
Oh, man.
Well, now I feel bad.
I did. Well, man.
Because how? What is she supposed to do?
Well, nothing. But there will be some guys that will embrace it.
I mean, I love the fact that she explained herself and owned it, and that's just who she was, and she's not that. I mean, she just has to wear that.
Not at all.
Maybe explain it on the date. Like, hey, I know you're going to YouTube it.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Here's the heads up.
Watch it there on the date. Don't go home and search.
No, don't watch it on the date.
Because she can explain.
She can be like, oh, that was a moment. Oh, here's the best
moment. She can preface it by saying, yes, hey, listen, I was on a reality show. I was an idiot. I regret it.
Producers fabricated everything and made everything.
I'm a completely different human. So now if he watches, he goes in with that mindset instead of, hey, let me check her out on this reality show.
And then be shocked. Like, whoa, why did she tell me this?
All right, well, the damage has already been done, I guess, with David. Is that fair to say? You're not interested in going out again?
I'd say that's pretty fair.
I mean, are your feelings, and we can't discredit your feelings. But Kara also has that right to say, I'm a changed woman. This is not who I am today. And you're going to find a guy that is like, well, I like the Kara today.
Yep.
Thanks.
All right.
She should maybe, like, change her name.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
That's dumb.
Bro.
Stupid.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Austin, Texas has made yet another list of badassness.
I like that.
This time, it was the best state capital in which to live. It was an analysis from Wallet Hub. They looked at each state capital in several factors, including affordability, which...
What?
Somehow,
really?
We still made it through that
one.
Okay, obviously, we were high on the other
ones. See my eyes, like, perk up when you said affordability?
Economic well-being of its residents.
Okay.
Quality of education and health, and quality of life. So yeah, we do really well in those other ones. It's affordability. Austin came out ahead overall, ranking first for economic well-being, third for quality of education and health, fourth for quality of life, and 12th for affordability.
That's pretty good.
So let me just see how well y'all know your state capitals.
Okay.
Tell me one other, each one of you, one other state capital in the top 10 of best state capitals to live.
Would Sacramento be in there?
Sacramento, California, is it in the top 10?
Oh,
no,
man.
It is not. Sarah Osborne.
Denver.
Denver, Colorado. Is it in the top 10? Denver number 4, sandwiched between us, are Raleigh and Madison. Lincoln, Nebraska, number 5, followed by Columbus, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia, Salt Lake City, Concord, New Hampshire.
Oh, sounds real fancy.
And Oklahoma City. What time is it, Sarah?
I don't know, but OU still sucks.
Hey!
Poor Oklahoma. This breaks my heart, but this, like, sounds, like, so fat of me to say. But Red Lobster has done away with their unlimited cheddar biscuits.
Oh, why?
I don't even know what this means.
I mean, so one of the great things was going to the Red Lobster and just eating the cheddar biscuits. I mean, you can eat them up. You can, like, that could be your meal. And they were free. They were unlimited.
Now, I haven't been to a Red Lobster since I was, like, 9 years old.
Oh, you're missing out. Right now is Lobster
Fest.
But
I've heard people talk about these cheddar biscuits. They're pretty good, right?
Oh, absolutely. Here's a funny story about these cheddar biscuits, by the way. I have a friend that lived in New York for some time, and they worked at Red Lobster in Times Square, and she said Dave Chappelle would always come in the evening, like, right between that dinner crowd and, like, late night crowd, and just sit there. He'd have a cigarette outside. outside, come back in and eat unlimited cheddar biscuits and have a soda and then leave and go off and do something. And she's like, he would always just pay for a soda. And it's like, this damn guy ate 20 cheddar biscuits. He does it all the time. I have to charge him somehow, but they couldn't. But now they're not unlimited anymore. There's a new limit to 2 biscuits for every entree. So if you want more than 2 biscuits, here's what you're going to have to pay. A half dozen cheddar biscuits are $2.49. If you would like a dozen, $4.79.
All
still
right.
Not a bad deal, but unlimited cheddar biscuits, Dunsky at Red Lobster.
I know, Booker, you like to go into restaurants and eat their biscuits and their rolls.
No, not necessarily.
I don't. Saying, well, you do have a favorite biscuit in town, and
yes, you do.
A favorite roll in town. You should go try. I think these would be in your top 5.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, there's something about the Red Lobster cheddar biscuits.
All right.
I promise you would really love them. I mean, you can put butter on anything, and it'll be amazing, right?
I don't know.
I don't care what you say. Fix is still my favorite biscuit.
Fix is a good biscuit.
So Allure Bridal will be launching a Disney fairy tale wedding collection they announced with Disney on Friday. So if you love Ariel or Belle or Jasmine or Cinderella or Pocahontas or Rapunzel or Tiana or Snow White, then you can get a wedding dress inspired by them. So it's really just loosely inspired. It's still white. It's not like you're wearing the Belle.
Oh, you're not?
No, which I think would be so much better. I mean, honestly, aside from the fact that the Ariel dress is mermaid style, it's just a white dress. And
yeah,
it's not the big yellow dress that Belle wore, you know, when she was dancing with the Beast. And it's also kind of a bummer because most of the gowns are going to be sold exclusively in New York and Toronto as part of the Disney Fairy Tale Wedding Platinum Collection. But there will be some price between $1,200 and $2,500 that will be available at select boutique bridal stores across the United States.
They look really good. Like, they don't look too over-the-top tacky like Disney, like you're getting married in the Magic Kingdom.
Well, and here's probably why they made this rule. I just learned this the other day. So, first of all, if you want to get married in a Disney park, it's a minimum $25,000 wedding. That's where it starts, okay, if you want to get married inside. And adults are not allowed to dress up as characters inside Disney parks, so they can't really be selling, like, the yellow Belle dress for you to be getting married in because that goes against park policy.
Oh, wow. So interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, this is perfect for somebody who's obsessed with Disney princesses.
Yeah.
You know? A recent study named Austin the best state capital in which to live, which is duh. Red Lobster's Cheddar Bay biscuits are no longer unlimited, but I think the breadsticks at Olive Garden are, right?
Yeah, they still are.
Okay,
just
so.
Just there 2 weeks ago.
For your inner fat kid, you're well taken care of. And Disney unveils princess-inspired wedding dress line. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning. Hey! I became a NASCAR fan yesterday.
Sunday you did, actually.
Well, no, actually yesterday.
Oh, yesterday you did? You weren't already Sunday when you watched the Daytona 500 start, but not like,
no, it was
finished?
Boring to me on Sunday. It was exciting to me yesterday because I ended up winning. Not for the fact that there was a horrible crash at the very end.
Oh, there was?
Oh, Sarah.
Is everybody okay?
Well, no. Ryan Newman, who was really fighting for the win with
Number
Denny Hamlin.
I don't know because I did not watch.
All right, let me tell you. There was a bad, bad accident, and he flipped, rolled, and car caught on fire.
Oh, no.
You know, you see that a lot in NASCAR, so you don't really know if, like, how bad it is. But it was so bad that they had to have an ambulance come and take him out on a stretcher. And they had partitions set up so people couldn't see it.
Is he okay?
And, well, he is in serious condition, but non-life-threatening.
Oh, okay.
It's still bad.
That's tragic. But on a lighter side, I got to talking to Alex a lot about NASCAR. I am not at all a NASCAR fan. Matter of fact, I tried going to a race one time.
Uh-huh.
And the first lap was like, whew, I was like, wow, this is cool. Second lap comes around. Third lap comes around. And I was like, wow, okay, cool. Fourth lap, I was like, y'all ready to go? I just realized that the same thing is going to happen over and over again all afternoon.
It's so funny. I get so many messages. Or like, I posted about that I was watching the Daytona 500, and people are like, you're a NASCAR fan? And they're like, you don't look like a NASCAR fan. I was like, I don't know what a NASCAR fan looks like. But NASCAR is one of my guilty pleasures. I love it.
This is what makes Alex Franco so unique. He is a Mexican who loves NASCAR and watches Bravo.
I was so disappointed when Juan Pablo Montoya left. I was like, that's the only guy I can relate to.
So anyway, he's always talking about the number such and such car with the such and such driver from the such and such team to Penske this or whatever. So I thought I would put together a little something. This would be a lot of fun. You know, who says NASCAR fans aren't smart?
Yeah, Sarah.
Let's incorporate the things that they love, the, like the driver's numbers.
Okay.
And the things they hate, math.
Oh, I hate math.
We'll put it together.
Oh, NASCAR people hate math?
Well.
I do.
Here's a stereotype.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't need to know nothing about math. Here we go. This is my favorite math. 6-pack.
Oh, dang, Alex. I've never heard you talk like that before.
You know what? I get kind of NASCAR-y when it's on and I have a couple beers.
Okay, so here we go. Let's play some NASCAR math.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the math equation with the drivers and what the answer is supposed to be, but Alex will not be able to hear that. He's only going to be able to hear what I tell him in person, okay? So here it is. The first equation Alex Franco's got to figure out. It is this. All right, Alex's headphones are off. He won't be able to hear that I'm going to ask him Bubba Wallace, which is number 43, minus Clint Bowyer, which is number 14. That will equal 29. The answer we are looking for is Kevin Harvick. Kevin Harvick. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. So I'll give you the driver.
Okay.
And then you have to equate that to a number.
The number of the car. Okay.
Do the math in your head.
Okay.
So here we go. You're going to take Bubba Wallace.
Okay.
Minus Clint Bowyer.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And tell me the driver you get.
Okay. So Bubba Wallace is 43, and Clint Bowyer is number 14. So 43 minus 14 is, it's number 29. There's not a car that's number 29 this season, at least. Right? That used to be Kevin Harvick's car, but now he drives a number 4 car.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was looking for Kevin Harvick. So that's
you go in deep. Yeah, Kevin Harvick used to drive the number 29, but went to Stuart Haas Racing and drives the number 4 car.
Yeah, because who wants to drive 29? We can do 4.
All right,
Sarah,
here we go.
Funny.
Equation number 2 in NASCAR math.
Okay.
We're going to take Austin Dillon, who is number 3, times the new Kevin Harvick number 4, which will equal number 12, Ryan Blaney. The answer we are looking for is number 12, Ryan Blaney. Austin Dillon.
Okay.
Times.
Oh, geez.
The new Kevin Harvick.
Oh, multiplication.
Okay.
Equals.
Okay.
What driver?
Austin Dillon is number 3. Kevin Harvick, we just learned, is number 4, so 12. Uh-huh. And that driver is Ryan Blaney.
That is correct.
What?
Wow.
It's
sad, but, I mean, like, it's impressive.
There's nothing sad about this, Sarah.
I don't know if this makes me, like, woo, or also, like, oh, that's sad.
Sarah,
Alex.
There's a country girl out there that loves NASCAR that thinks I'm a king right now.
All right, here we go. Let's do one more, okay? Alex Franco, NASCAR math.
I have one question. What does your wife do when you're NASCARing out?
She's a complete different TV, Bravo-ing out.
Okay.
Here we go. The third and final question in NASCAR math. Okay, I've again turned off Alex's headphones. He cannot hear me say Kyle Busch, number 18, plus the number 9 car, Chase Elliott. 18 plus 9 equals 27. The answer we're looking for is Rusty Wallace. All right, Alex, give me Kyle Busch.
Okay.
Plus.
Okay.
Chase Elliott equals.
Kyle Busch is number 18. Chase Elliott is number 9. And that equals number 27, which 27 isn't rarely used, but Reed Sorensen is driving that car, the Daytona 500.
Why are you holding your hands like.
Like all artsy? Like I'm a professor. But like,
give me the most popular 27.
Well, there was Rusty Wallace
there
back
you
in the
go.
Day.
Car, Rusty Wallace, but you're keeping it real for the 500.
I can give you the sponsor, too. You want the sponsor of it?
Yes, please.
Kodiak, chewing tobacco back in the day.
Good.
What? His current record is 1,338 wins with just 121 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Anthony. Anthony lives in Round Rock. He works all over Austin as a welder. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Anthony!
All right, let's play. Can't be Booker. Sarah's about to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're done, I'll come back and answer the exact same 5. Whoever gets more right's going to win. Okay, Anthony?
Got you.
All right, good luck to you, man.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right, Anthony. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right. Question number 1. J.J. Watt married soccer player Kalia Ojai over the weekend. Who does he play for?
Houston Texans.
Jack London has a novel that was published in 1903 about the gold rush, and it's centered around a dog named Buck. That is now a movie coming out Friday with Harrison Ford. What is the name of that book in the movie?
Oh, God.
Classic. It's a classic.
I just saw this, too.
Really?
No? No go?
No,
okay.
I don't know.
Valentine's Day is over, so what are the 50 greatest breakup songs of all time? Number one is Purple Rain by Prince. I had no idea that was a breakup song. Number two is You Oughta Know by what singer?
Whitney Houston. I'm gonna...
John Travolta, 66 years old today. He was part of what group in Greece? What greaser gang?
Oh, man. It's just so easy any other time.
I know.
I don't know.
How about this? Someone found an old photo album in a thrift shop in Belgium featuring a random woman posing with all kinds of Hollywood celebrities. Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Nicolas Cage, Kevin Costner, Tom Cruise. Also, Kristen Davis, who played what character in Sex and the City? I give you multiple choice. Carrie, Charlotte, Miranda, Samantha.
I'm going to go with Miranda.
All right, we'll bring them back in.
Booker!
Hey.
Hi.
Not great. He got one right.
Oh, Anthony, man.
Anthony, what happened? It's hard under pressure, man. It's hard.
Under pressure. All right, here we go. Question number one. J.J. Watt has married his soccer player fiance, Kalia, over the weekend.
Kalia.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, who does he play for?
The Houston Texans, really?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to have one easy one. It's a warm-up.
Hi.
All right, get this. You ready?
Yeah.
Jack London wrote a novel in 1903 about the gold rush. It's centered around a dog named Buck.
Oh, yeah.
Harrison Ford
is my favorite.
Movie.
I read to the kids every night.
You should. It's a great book.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sure. 1903, those books are my jam.
Do you want the question or do you want me to move on?
I can almost assure you I have no idea what the answer is.
Harrison Ford stars in the film coming out Friday.
Sure.
What's it called?
Jack Ryan. I have no idea.
The Call of the Wild. Valentine's Day is over, so what are the 50 greatest breakup songs of all time? According to TheRinger.com, number one is Purple Rain by Prince. I had no idea. And also number two is You Oughta Know by...
Alanis Morissette, coming to Circuit of the Americas, the Germania Insurance.
Yeah,
it's so hard to say that.
Sold out, and tickets if you want to buy them.
Wait, sold out?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, I looked at ticket prices, and it was like... I mean, sky high now.
Really?
Oh, my gosh,
that's
yeah, because we wanted to go. And I was like, well, we can't afford it. So we're not going. John Travolta is 66 years old today. He was part of what group in Greece? They loved the Pink Lady.
The Thunderbirds? T-Birds?
T-Birds, yes.
Yeah, stood for the Thunderbirds.
Someone found an old photo album in a thrift shop in Belgium featuring a random woman posing with all kinds of Hollywood celebrities. Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Nicolas Cage... Kevin Costner, Tom Cruise. Also, Kristen Davis, who played what character in Sex and the City? Carrie, Charlotte, Miranda, Samantha.
Kristen Davis was Miranda.
Oh, gosh, no. Charlotte.
She was Charlotte.
Anyway, you got 3 out of 5. You still win.
Man.
Well, thank you very
much. Not your best performance.
Not my best. I knew it. Miranda was the redhead. Anthony, thanks for playing, man.
Hey, thank you. This is Anthony and Round Rock, and I can't be Booker.
Good try.
No, it's not working too well.
Time for Sarah's Dating Diary on Mix 94.7.
Today I'm going to talk about how to embrace being a 20-something that has never been in a relationship. And just in case you didn't know, this is my specialty. I didn't kiss a guy until I was like 22, 23. I can't remember anymore. And I didn't have a boyfriend until I was 28 years old, which means I dated for less than a decade before I found my husband. Think about that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Dang, dude.
If you are single in your 20s and you have never been in a relationship, I am talking to you today. Being a 20-something that has never been in a relationship makes you really question yourself. I went to sleep so many nights wondering, what is wrong with me? Why is it so easy for everyone else? Why is it so hard for me? Am I weird? I remember trying so hard to find a boyfriend. I got to the point where I was certain there was some sort of secret symbol that I just didn't know. At one point, I decided it was because I didn't drink in high school or college or much of my early 20s. maybe if I had just gotten drunk and didn't care, then a guy would at least kiss me. When I did start dating, I remember being so amazed by it. It all felt so surreal. Finally, there was a guy out there that wanted to date me. Whoa. I would count the days our relationship lasted with so much pride. Like, if we lasted a week, I thought I won the lottery. I couldn't believe that I had been with a guy for a full 7 days.
Oh, man.
So now looking back as a married lady, am I glad that I did not date in my early 20s? No, it sucked. I would have loved to have had a high school boyfriend or a college boyfriend. There are so many guys I can list for you right now that I wanted to date so bad. And honestly, I feel robbed that I didn't get to date them. Now, I can tell you one thing that might make you feel better. And that is, you are not weird. So sure, your friends might think you're weird. Your parents might think you're weird. Your coworkers might think you're weird. And first dates might think you're weird. But you are not weird just because you have not had a relationship in your 20s. I look at my group of friends now, and so many ladies were like me and didn't have boyfriends in their 20s. Had their first kiss late. Got married late. We are not weird. It is frustrating, but it too shall pass. You only get your 20s once. Live it for yourself. You have your 30s to find a man. That's my dating diary.
And let me just remind you, just because you see people in relationships does not mean that they're happy.
That's true. But I mean, like, you know.
Don't settle.
I can say that all the time, but that doesn't make it easier if you can't find anybody.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Thank you, Sarah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.